pop music is a very good thing.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on crap from the past.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
And to those commercial stations that play Come On Eileen over and over and tell you it's a retro show, I say this. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past.
It's craptacular.
Sunday nights at midnight, only on KFAI.
Afraid and full of fear, so glad you saved me, dear.
Save me, dear.
You brought sunshine to my life. Things were wrong, you made them right. How did you do it, dear?
Do it, dear.
Oh, I'm thankful every day.
Ooh.
That you came away.
Ooh.
And I hope and pray.
Ooh.
That you'll never, ever go away. 'Cause you, oh, you got what I need, little girl. You got sea of love, going down for the third time. You came and saved me, dear.
Saved me, dear.
All the sweet things you've been doing, I ain't never been used to them. Don't ever stop them, dear.
Stop them, dear.
Oh, I'm thankful every day.
Ooh.
All that you came away.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna make sure.
Ooh.
That you
silly people. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past here on KFAI. What was that that I played right there? You heard it first on Cosmic Slop, of course, as we love Cosmic Slop. And Chuck and Dole played for you Freddie Scott. I don't know much about Freddie Scott, but he recorded for Shout Records in the mid-60s. And that there, You Got What I Need. A song that was borrowed verbatim by Biz Markie in Just a Friend from 1990. The drums of which you hear here in my theme song. Here, listen. Those are Biz drums, and I sampled them from Biz. And it turns out, Biz borrowed the whole thing from Freddie Scott. I had no idea. I learned that from Joel just this past week, and we're proud to share it with you, the listener. So, what do I have on tap this week? My goodness. My goodness indeed. I wasn't sure what I was going to do with this show. I thought this week's show would just be a throwaway. You know, in the grand scheme of things, not really a keeper. But what should I find in the KFAI mailbox? A CD full of MIDI songs. I'll explain what the whole thing is later on. I'm not going to play all of them because that's just mean, but you'll be hearing bits and snippets from a big pile of MIDI songs. Take my word for it that it's just going to hurt real bad. I have a couple of random 45s that I've never heard. We'll hear them together for the first time on the air. That ought to be good. And last 45 minutes of the show, unless something funny happens, or maybe half hour of the show, we'll be doing a complete air check, an unscoped air check of what another radio station sounded like long, long time ago. Should be good. Something you want to hear between now and 2 o'clock in the morning? 612-341-0980. Let's see. Nope, that pretty much does it for this talk break here. So, I'll start you with one of the reasons that when people say disco sucks, they were talking about this next song in particular. The group was Wingin' a Prayer Fife and Drum Corps, and it's just a group I don't understand. They recorded for Wingin' a Prayer Records, which is bad enough by itself, and inexplicable, completely inexplicable. They had a remake of Babyface, which was their hit, I guess, and you can put hit in parentheses. This was not a hit. 1977, Wingin' a Prayer Fife and Drum Corps, one of the worst disco songs ever recorded, even by disco standards. This is I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, and I'm not making this up. Uncrap from the past.
Oh, yeah.
Crap from the past.
This weekend, it's the 24-hour sale at Pansonet.
Hey, you sleepyheads, get up. No sleeping in the store.
Dad, where are you? I'm screwy.
Hey, it's 2:15 in the morning. There ain't nobody here but us.
That's the point, Mr. Nebby.
That's right, Mr. Nebby. Now, all four Pansonet locations in the greater Pittsburgh area are open 24 hours a day. Need polyester at 10:15 at night? Indestructible double knits at noon, plaid sweaters at 2:15 in the morning. There's just one place to go.
I get my disability check and pow, it's Dinah Pansonet.
Last time I was up this late was for Chilly Billy.
him in a terminal stare. He was showing Attack of the Mushroom People.
Yeah, I remember that when he gave me the willies.
No, you was always falling asleep after the first movie. Mushroom People was the second.
Jag.
Was. Shut up, Boatians, and find something to wear, and don't be spending all my money.
Oh, don't you worry, Dad. You won't be spending all of your money when you shop at Pants and Net, Pittsburgh's affordable clothes that last a long, long time.
Dad, this is stupid.
What's wrong with it?
You got one long sleeve and one short.
So?
May I help you?
Only if you're from Adopt-A-Jag program and you're here to get him.
That's bad.
Butt wipe. Call it, Inch, 2 yard apes. His sweater he's got here, he's all screwy.
Yes, sir, it is. Let's see if we've got another in the back. I'll be right back.
Ain't that nice?
Why, yes, ain't that nice indeed. All of the polite and friendly salespeople at Pants and Net are there to serve you 24 hours a day.
And here it is, 2:15 in the morning, and he's sober. Dad, that guy look familiar, don't he? Curly black hair and body holly glasses.
Yeah, he look like Donnie Iris.
He's screwball. I ain't no Donnie Iris.
Dad just told you he looked familiar.
He ain't no Donnie Iris working those stupid pants and that in the middle of stupid night. Donnie Iris, big rock star. Dad, he ain't no Donnie Iris. Now, enough of you two. Shut up. Here he come.
I'm sorry. This is the last green and orange plaid rayon sweater we have in that size. I did find you a nice yellow one with little black dots.
Hey, thanks. You've been very helpful, right, boys?
Yeah, full of help.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Iris.
You're welcome.
Get out of town!
No need. Not when there's a Pants and Net in town open 24 hours a day near you.
Come back again.
I can't believe Donnie Iris is working at Pants and Net. This is a sad day.
Night.
Shut up, Jag.
You shut up, wuss.
Both you rugrats, shut up. I'm depressed over here, okay?
Hey, you forgot your sweater.
Here he comes. Shut up now and don't say nothing about him being all washed up in that.
Here you go. Have a nice night.
Thanks, Mr. Iris.
No need to call me Mr. Iris.
Not now that you're hawking clothes.
You can call me Lonnie.
Lonnie? What's up with that?
Yeah, Donnie, what's up with that? Shut up, Boatians. You're embarrassing Mr. Iris. Sorry, Donnie. Each to you realize that you're somebody.
Donnie? No. I'm Lonnie, one of the Iris triplets.
Triplets? What's up with that?
Sure, there's Donnie, the singer, Connie, the waitress, and me, Lonnie, the all-night guy at Pants and Hat.
This is the biggest shocker since Nick Perry pulled the 666 ball. I am so happy.
But not as happy as you'll be with the low prices, friendly service, and late, late hours you'll find at Pants and Net.
I can't believe you guys saw it at that geek with Donnie Iris. Jeez.
Pants and Net, in a mall near you.
Oh, my. Ron, Boogie Monster Gerber. I didn't have an ID queued up there. That there, a sequel of sorts. Many months ago. Actually, this is well over a year ago during the last weekend of Napster. I went nuts trying to download stuff. I had never played with Napster before, and I figured, it's about to be shut down. I'll put in an entire weekend. So I pretty much stayed up for all 72 hours worth online, downloading as much stuff as I can. And one of the things, I did a little search on Donnie Iris and stumbled across a little bit from WDVE in Pittsburgh called Pants and Net. It was a comedy bit, much like that one. And since then, it has pretty much grown a life of its own here on Crap from the Past. Well, I found a sequel. And what you just heard there was a sequel of sorts to the last Pants and Net bit. And there's a whole series of Pants and Net bits that I'm not really going to share with you. They actually pull it off live. And you hear them performing the Pants and Net stuff at some live concert somewhere. They had an essay contest, and they had a former mayor of Pittsburgh playing a character during the Pants and Net commercials. Very nice. We like WDVE in Pittsburgh. So, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past here, having ground my show to a complete halt. Coming up soon, we'll do some random 45s. This week, I have four. Three of them are remakes. Four of them is, fourth is just perplexing, but three of them remakes of very well-known songs from, all of them from the late 70s, and almost concurrent remakes with the hits. I don't know why. I just have three of them. That should be fun. So that's coming up soon. MIDI songs. M-I-D-I. If the word MIDI doesn't strike terror into your heart, I don't know what will. So consider it the jukebox from hell, and it's coming up later on in the show. Plus, a complete air check. as long as I'm 2 minutes into this talk break, why don't I keep talking some more, since I have ground my show to a complete halt. This is truly the sleep-deprived weekend, and I'm running on fumes. That's why I thought I'm just going to be winging it tonight. No preparation possible. You see, I had a wedding up in, or I DJ'd a wedding up in Hibbing yesterday, which would have been fine if not for the, it wouldn't have been fine. I'd still be exhausted. And on the way up there, I'm all set to load up my car and take up Mrs. Crap with me because she was invited as a guest, which was a lot of fun. And oh my God, my car is a flat tire. And oh my God, the bicycle pump I have doesn't pump up my tire, so I can't get the thing to a tire place to get the thing patched. Damn. So we have to take Mrs. Crap's car, which I wasn't too thrilled about. So we cleaned it out, got on the road 50 miles north of the Twin Cities. Her muffler dies, so it's dangling and bouncing off the pavement as you drive along. Isn't that fun? So we stopped in North Branch, Minnesota. And were they helpful getting it fixed? To paraphrase, I got nothing nice to say about the people in North Branch, Minnesota. So, we sent Mrs. Crap under the car because she's smaller than I have, and she's got some experience with baling wire, and she tied up the muffler. God bless her. And then we got back in the car, drove all the way up to Hibbing, got the DJ stuff set up, got into costume, and had 12 minutes to spare before the ceremony started. Yeah, if I am not a consummate professional, I don't know what is. Threw a good party, then drove back here. Got back to town around 4:15 in the morning. That's painful. Mighty painful. Got to sleep around 4:16 in the morning. And then got up this morning with another DJ gig, which was fantastic. So I spent most of the day on about 3 hours of sleep. That went okay. Then I took a nap this afternoon. And now I'm as dopey as they get. Totally dopey, totally punchy. I just don't care. Tomorrow, unless I get a whole lot of sleep tonight, I'm going to be really worthless. So to come in and do a 2-hour show after getting 3 hours of sleep for the entire weekend, not so good. So I'm running on fumes tonight. Yeah. Stupid North Branch, Minnesota. All right. 1991. Where were you? I was here. I was living here in town as a co-op for a large company out on the east side of town. And I was listening to KJ104 back in the day. You've heard me go on and on about how fantastic they were. Yada, yada, yada. Modern rock station here in town. Very short-lived because they were only on the air for about a year and a half. And one of the songs they played here was not a hit in the U.S. and was a very small hit in England. And you got to wonder why they were playing it at all. It's the British group Northside. And this is a little short 45 version of Take 5. Very hard to find this little short version because the album version goes on and on forever. So, Northside from 1991. It's Take 5 as heard only here on Crap from the Past.
Of this brought-
no.
the new number two. Who is number one?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Benefit of hindsight, that sounds like a near-perfect pop record, doesn't it? From the spring of 1983, it's Robert Ellis Oral and Carlene Carter in a song that dented the bottom of the top 40 back then, I Couldn't Say No. And if you contrast that with a lot of the stuff that was out in 1983, that song has aged a lot better. And I think it's because it's so understated. Robert Ellis Oral was a rock guy from somewhere in Massachusetts. And I know this because I used to work with a guy who was in a cover band that opened for Robert Ellis Oral when he was touring in Boston. Nice, huh? So, as I understand it, Robert Ellis Oral, very talented, I want to say guitarist, but I forgot what instrument he actually played. But the guy I worked with had nothing but nice things to say about the guy. And he started off more rock and gravitated a little bit more towards country. And the crossovers went back and forth very nicely, and certainly had his pop sensibility around when he recorded I Couldn't Say No. I've had that song stuck in my head for weeks, and it feels really good to play it on the air here. So I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past on KFAI. If you're listening in on the Big Bad Web, as you should be, it's crapfromthepast.com. Anytime, anywhere, you want crap, whoo-hoo, boy, do we have crap. Something you'd like to hear tonight, 612-341-0980. Now, we're going to launch ourselves headlong into three, count them, three random 45s that we've scraped off the pile of 45s that I've never heard that are just sitting on my basement floor. I dusted three of them off as best I could, and they're still kind of dusty. I don't really trust them on the KFAI turntables, but what the heck, they didn't cost me very much to begin with, and that's how they got to be random 45s. Tonight, three cover versions all in a row. Good, bad, ugly, it could be one of each. I'll start you with a remake of what is probably an unnecessary and pointless remake of Randy Van Warmer's Just When I Needed You Most, which was a sappy, sappy song from 1979 and a big hit for Randy Van Warmer. This is Diana on Elektra Records, and it came out in 1979, so it's nearly concurrent with the original. I sincerely hope this is a different take on the sappy ballad, Just When I Needed You Most. It's the Random 45 and heard only here on Crap from the Past. Oh no, it's a note-for-note remake. We're all doomed.
Monster Gerber.
To be a member of the disco squad at the God Clock, you have to get funky and get down.
On Crap from the Past.
That's just plain strange. It's produced by Michael Zager, a disco producer who gave us Let's All Chant as a solo single in 1978. And I think his biggest hit on the pop charts was his production of Working My Way Back to You for the Spinners. You can look that one up if you like. That there, a remake of To Love Somebody, a disco remake of a Bee Gees song. How self-referential is that? The studio creation is Moulin Rouge. Yes, Moulin Rouge. From 1979, that was on MCA Records. And strangely enough, it didn't sell in the billions. Before that, Diana, and Just When I Needed You Most. To her credit, Diana could sing. And that saved what would have been a very painful 3 minutes. Now, one more. They just keep coming, right? I found all three of these at the same time. And I don't know what to make of it. This is a remake of Rainbow Connection, a song that was a top 40 chart hit for Kermit. And I can almost hear Casey saying, the song, originally recorded by a hollow green frog made entirely of felt. this is done by Donna Valeri. And I know it's written out phonetically in ink on the record label. So apparently this was at a radio station and got played once, and so they wouldn't mispronounce the name, Donna Valeri. But it's spelled Dana Valeri, and it's on Scotty Brothers Records. Rainbow Connection from 1979. This is not going to be good on Crap from the Past.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Dreamers and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on a morning star? Somebody thought of that and someone believed it. Look what it's done.
Speak of the California country rock sound of the 70s, the name that always pops up is
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
We'll be right back.
Andy Meisner from 1980 and a solo record of his called Deep Inside My Heart. That was Kim Carnes singing in the background. That's that familiar voice there. Randy Meisner, former member of the Eagles, and struck out on his own with limited solo success. You probably remember Hearts on Fire or, oh nuts, what was that other song he had? Deep Inside My Heart, Hearts on Fire. I played it a couple weeks ago too. Oh well, it's late. And I'm not all here. So, Rod Boogie Monster Gerber here on Crap from the Past. Oh, my God. If you're wearing a pacemaker, you're going to want to sit down at this point. You must be this tall to ride this ride. Because what I'm going to play over the next 15 minutes or so will scare the pants off you, hopefully. You see, a couple weeks ago when we did the All Corporate Anthems show, a listener of mine from Roseville, Minnesota, named Robert... Well, I'm not going to use last names here, but Robert thought corporate anthems, that's nothing. That's not nearly as scary as those MIDI files that I have on my hard drive. Let me explain. MIDI files are, let's see, how best to describe this. In the days before sampling, when you didn't have enough hard drive to actually do sampling like they did in Pump Up the Volume by Mars, you had MIDI files. And a MIDI file is sort of the equivalent of player piano stuff. You got the little tiny little piece of paper with the holes in it that feeds the player piano and tells it what notes to play when. This is roughly the equivalent here. That's what a MIDI file does to the computer, saying play this sound at this particular time. So it doesn't actually supply a sample, it supplies a little cue so the computer can... Anyway, I ramble. And the result, usually pretty tinny sounding, pretty crappy. But super listener MVP this week, Robert, took it upon himself to compile 18 of these atrocities for songs that dating back from the early 70s, which we may or may not hear, all the way up from 1999. So somebody's going to the effort of programming these things into the computer, and it's going to hurt real bad. So rather than just introduce these things and say, aren't these terrible, I'm going to play about a minute, minute and a half of each, do a little quickie ID, and bail, because nobody wants to sit through the whole thing here. And I think these files have been around in other incarnations as well. I know there's a station in Rochester, Minnesota, Laser 101.7. They're a rock station, and they're still here. It's still around. Back when I would listen to them in 1991 or 92, they had a feature on, I think it was their morning show, called The Jukebox from Hell, where they'd play one of these, and first person to correctly identify title and artist who had the original hit with it won some cheap tickets to something or other, some little prize. I'm not going to make this a contest, but keep in mind these files have been around a long time, and some poor schnook had to go to the trouble of programming these things in note by note. I was doing stuff like that back then, but it was totally unlistenable. These, marginally unlistenable. And if you've never heard these, it's going to hurt real bad. I will backsell these things at the end and describe to you what you heard. Till then, a big pile of MIDI files, as heard only here on Crap from the Past.
Mr. Gerber.
You will be begging for Gerbster.
On Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
Monster Gerber.
Nothing in there but all the best music of the 1980s in one amazing collection.
Survivor, Pat Benatar, The Scorpions, the list goes on.
On Crap from the Past. Monster Gerber.
He uses a lot of that falsetto voice that the ladies like.
On Crap from the Past. Monster Gerber.
Hey boy, you're a pretty good looking boy. You want to be a star?
On Crap from the Past. Boogie Monster Gerber.
I met Ron that night and immediately thought him handsome, kind, and considerate.
On Crap from the Past. Gerber on Crap from the Past. Monster Gerber.
I'm a short guy with big shoulders, so I'll never have that tall, lean look, and everyone teases me because I have a little pot belly.
On Crap from the Past. Monster Gerber.
It is the 70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On Crap from the Past. Thank you. on Boogie Monster Gerber.
The new soft sound of the 70s was upon us.
On Crap from the Past. Monster Gerber.
So, Beniz, what do you want for your bite day?
Disco hairdos, clothes, dance lessons, and roller skates.
On Crap from the Past.
Saddest show in town for you.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
What in the hell is the matter with you? Village People is better than any group you've got.
On Crap from the Past. Monster Gerber.
I can't figure it out. Can you?
On Crap from the Past. Gerber.
No matter how much some jerk provokes you, don't ever lose your cool.
On Crap from the Past.
It's hard to take myself seriously after that. Nobody is still listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM. St. Paul. Oh my God. So, Rob Z from Roseville, Minnesota gets the MVP award for sending me an entire CD full of this crap. And you just heard little snippets of 17 out of the 18 songs on there. Shall I describe what you heard? So you get the idea at this point. Although, you must be scratching your head why I think this is so entertaining. I'm going to go from beginning to end. You heard bits of Baggy Trousers from around 1980, I think. Hit for Madness in England. Taking It All Too Hard, a hit for Genesis. You heard West End Girls from the Pet Shop Boys. Smooth Criminal, made popular by Michael Jackson's version. Self Control, done by Laura Branigan and also done by Raff over in Europe. Tears for Fears, or an imitation of Tears for Fears, doing Pale Shelter. Year of the Cat from Al Stewart. Riders on the Storm, made popular by The Doors. That's it. I'm never going to play those again. Lowdown, which was kind of fun, actually. The Boz Scaggs hit from 1976. I enjoyed the Lowdown version just because I just liked it. Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. Love My Way from the Psychedelic Furs. Got to Be Real by Cheryl Lynn, which was kind of fun, but it got old after about, 20 seconds. The worst of the bunch, I think, Is This Love, the Bob Marley song, because the computer does not know how to properly swing. The Smiths and Big Mouth Strikes Again from 1986. And then it just got worse and worse. Black Hole Sun, made popular by Soundgarden in 1994. Doesn't translate well at all. Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring from 1999. Just baffling. And ending things up there, the theme song to The Naked Gun. Nice. Rob Z in Roseville, it was pretty inspired, and I'm glad I could trim that down to the 20 minutes it took here on Crap from the Past. Ooh, it hurts real bad. And if you're still listening, you can call me at 612-341-0980. And you thought you could get out of this unscathed, where we're going from the MIDI files into the god-awful medley of the week. My God, this is from a German compilation CD called Party Build. I don't know what that means. Die Jahrtausend Fate. This is supposedly party music, and it includes an incredible number of terrible medleys. I think I've played the Jive Connie medley here before. It's Connie Francis songs done Jive Bunny style, and that was from 1992. And I think I've played that here on the show. I could check the website and find out. This is a different one. Oh my, this is Rock Peter Rock. Just like the other one was Jive Connie Jive, this is Rock Peter Rock. And it's songs, I guess, made popular by Peter Krause. I don't know who that is, but this came out in 1992 in Germany, probably nowhere else. And this is 3 minutes of pain. It's the god-awful medley of the week, as heard only here on Crap from the Past. Rock Peter Rock! This week is just, hey, they're clapping, but they're not clapping for me, and that's a different song there. Oh, man, this week is just pain, isn't it? Peter Krause, whoever that is, I wish I knew, but I don't. And Rock Peter Rock from 1992, it's the god-awful medley of the week. And, yeah, boy, have I hurt you this week or what? We're going to close this week's show with an air check from another radio station. And, you know, I've been doing this for months now. If you'd like to send me anything you think that is particularly interesting, there's information at crapfromthepast.com. And they give their the radio the address of the radio station here, so you can send things to me. I can preview them if I'm smart and play them on the air. If I'm not smart, I'll just play them on the air, and that's basically what I've done this week. This appears to be an air check of KJ 104 and Modern Rock Station from 1991 or 92, I think. I only listened to 2 or 3 seconds, and the 2 or 3 seconds I heard sounded like KJ 104. So basically, this is a random air check. This was sent to me by super listener Ferguson, who lives in Brooklyn Park here in the Twin Cities. And thank you, super listener Ferguson. I've had this for a while. It's been sitting in my basement. I acknowledged it when it came in. Thank you, and I've quickly forgot about it because it got buried under a big pile of stuff that came in, and thought, oh no, I haven't played this. We're just going to throw this on the air because I put my faith in super listener Ferguson. So what you're going to hear, essentially a random slice of the Twin City airwaves from roughly 10 years ago, maybe 11. If you'd like to speak to me, I'm going to be sitting here at the board, 612-341-0980, so you'll hear call letters and hopefully no advertisements. We'll have to talk over the ads or something. From another radio station, don't get confused. You're listening to Craft from the Past on KFAI. Or if you're listening online, it's craftfromthepast.com. It's a free-for-all. I am really punchy this week and enjoying it. So, enjoy. This is what KJ 104 sounded like back in the day. Start. Start. No, how about this one? Start. There we go.
90s. This concludes the test. KJ 104.
in the 90s. KJ 104, brand new Cult there with The Witch, Requested Cult. Before that, the Sex Pistols, Utah Saints, The Stairs with Flying Machine, and Jane's Addiction starting off my set. Good morning, this is Truett, and it's 24 minutes after 2 o'clock, and the 104 cast shapes up like this. Today it'll be partly cloudy with windy and warmer with a high around 80. Tonight, breezy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the lower to middle 60s. Right now, it's clear and 56 degrees. Coming up, I have some requested Big Country, Depeche Mode, and after the break, requested Daisy Chainsaw going out to Cottage Grove.
Sometimes, it seems like kids today have all the answers.
What did you do today at school, Kevin?
Nothing.
How was your field trip?
Fine.
Have you thought about...
No.
Well, when are you going to clean up...
Tomorrow.
Unfortunately, parents don't have all the answers. Like the answer to how you talk to kids about underage drinking, when talking to them about anything at all can sometimes seem impossible. That's why Anheuser-Busch has worked with experts to develop Family Talk About Drinking. Family Talk About Drinking is a series of guides designed to help parents know how and when to talk to kids about underage drinking and drinking and driving. For a free copy, just call 1-800-359-TALK. That's 1-800-359-TALK, and tell them you'd like some answers. Let's stop underage drinking before it starts.
So, Kev, what are your plans for the future?
Take in a movie and play some video games at the arcade, you know.
A message from Anheuser-Busch.
Music.
We spend thousands and thousands of dollars on research.
The rock of the 90s. KJ104.
What you gonna play now?
Oops, and that's where the tape ends. So, half hour there of KJ104. It's what it sounded like. Just a random slice of KJ104 back in 1991, 92, something like that. And sent in by super listener Ferguson, who I'm sure is listening tonight and was probably tickled to hear his own recording on the air. If there's something you've got out there, something you taped off the radio a long time ago, just cassettes you ran just for no apparent reason from back in the day, whenever the day was for you, and you think it would be cool to hear on Crap from the Past, send them in. There's an address there on crapfromthepast.com. You can send them in to me here, care of KFAI, and address and all the other mailing info are there. I'd certainly like to hear it. As you know, we don't make any money from this stuff, and we just play it because it's good to hear on the air once again. Disregard all the advertisements you heard in the previous half hour, because let's hope all those companies went out of business. Yeah, so, abruptly, I have 17 minutes left in my show. Much to my surprise, I thought that would take me to the end because I didn't realize how long the tape was. Not long enough. So what I have here, a song I've never played here on Carp from the Past, Lena Lovitch from 1978. This came out on Oval Records overseas. I don't know what it came out here on in the U.S. This is Lucky Number from 1978. Lena Lovitch on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
He's hot. More than 1 million degrees.
On Crap from the Past.
You know.
go. Balance, these, they were a group. I don't want to call them a studio creation because that's not fair. Balance from 1981 and Breaking Away. Balance was led by Pepe Castro, who was formerly a member of Blues Magoos, who had a hit in 1966 with We Ain't Got Nothing Yet. I always get the title screwed up because of that Bachman Turner Overdrive hit. So that there, Balance, their only hit, and it wasn't a very big hit at that. I have a whole Balance album at home. I don't know why. It's not so good. And I have an unusual affection for that song, and I know that's pretty unhealthy as well. So, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here. 11 minutes left in Crap from the Past, just because I can. I've been getting lots of calls tonight. 612-341-0980. If you got the musical questions, or if you got stuff, you want to ask me something, or if you just want to tell me how great I am, I'm always here at the other end of the phone. 612-341-0980. No, I'm not always here. I'm here Sunday nights, midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when I'm here, when most people are sleeping. So you can always send me email, ron@crapfromthepast.com. Doesn't get any simpler than that. And what have I queued up here? If I put the right CD in, then we'll probably hear Young Halt Unlimited from... this would have been late 60s, I guess. There's no date on this thing. A song that was sampled by Gangstar in the song Love Sick. This is Ain't There Something Money Can't Buy from Young Halt Unlimited. Unless something goes wrong, of course. And if everything goes as planned, you heard it here on Crap from the Past.
Now, the third song of this medley is a tune written by a percussionist or drummer, Isaac Red Hope. Now, this particular song is dedicated to the proposition.
That's right.
No, wait a minute, not that proposition. We're going to talk about green power. Green power.
Money.
Now, the words of this song are a little interesting, so kind of bend your ear a little bit. There's a little message to be heard in the song. There's some lyrics to it that I know you're going to understand. Can buy you silk and save a false religion, fame and favor. Love is there, a willing and able, long as the cash is solid and stable. Why, oh, why, don't tell me why? Ain't that something that money can't buy?
Money.
on Boogie Monster Gerber.
He's got an interesting attitude in a day when male singers paint their faces and dress in the weirdest costumes that they can find to avoid looking like everybody else.
On Crap from the Past.
That's enjoyable. That's tub thumping from Chumbawamba, a hit from just a couple of years ago, but sung in French. I don't know why it's sung in French, but there it is. Most enjoyable. So I should have closing theme music because that's what I'd need at this point. You've been listening to Crap from the Past on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, as I am every week. Stuff coming up later this summer. We're going to be doing the a show that's all desiderata all the time. It's going to hurt real bad. And we'll bring in Chuck Tomlinson from Cosmic Slop because this is his idea and it's pretty cool. And he's a big fan of the desiderata. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. We're going to be doing another all knockoffs show later this summer. There was more I had planned. I just can't remember what it is because it is 2 o'clock in the morning. George is in next with Sonic Pleasure. If you want to tune into the finest 70s show in existence, you should, of course, listen to Cosmic Slop Sunday afternoons at 2 over on AM 770 Radio K. Yeah. Or you can check out the archives here at crapfromthepast.com because I have over 450 hours, almost 10 years of Crap from the Past shows stored on the Crap from the Past website, available on demand in real audio for free. Yep, doesn't cost you a cent. No pop-up ads. I'm not going to send you any disturbing emails or anything unless you really want that. So, grabfromthepast.com. George is in next. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.